Well, the Dick Tracy watch has finally come to pass. Yeah, in our modern times. We're learning more about that from John Taylor at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, some of our listeners may be too young to know what we're talking about, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. Yesterday, the market was down some. Dow was down 44. NASDAQ, even worse, 34 points down. S&P about 8. Really light volume. A lot of people trying to sort out what's happening, but mostly waiting for what's going to happen this afternoon, starting at 3:01, and that is the beginning of second quarter earnings season. Alcoa will be the first bellwether stock to announce after the market closes today. As we speak, Dow futures are down about 20 points. This earnings session is going to be critically important because, as I mentioned yesterday, we all know that the stock market continues to go up and up and up, and except for yesterday, have been setting new highs, it seems, every day. Well, it appears that the market's kind of gotten ahead of itself, so unless these earnings for the second quarter are pretty strong, we could see a retrenchment of these high levels of the market. And let's talk about this Dick Tracy story. For those of us that are old enough, you remember the old Dick Tracy comic strip, and he was always talking into his watch on his wrist. Well, AT&T says that they will be the first U.S. wireless carrier to start selling LG's electronic smartwatch. This is a wristwatch that connects to Android phones. It answers voice commands. It goes on sale. You can pre-order it today for delivery beginning on July the 11th. It's not going to be cheap, $299. It's interesting what's happening with these, quote, wearable devices. Last year, sales were estimated to be about 800 million of wearable devices. This year, it's estimated to be almost double that at $1.5 billion. This new LG watch will have a 1.65-inch display screen. It will deliver notifications from your Android phone, connect to your calendar and other apps. And coming in October, we'll get the Apple wearable watch, and we'll see what kind of features that they have that we don't have with the LG phone. But, you know, I guess the guy that wrote the Dick Tracy comic strip knew what he was talking about. And continuing to talk about smartphone manufacturer Samsung, the Korean company that is just giving such incredible competition to Apple, they say their second quarter revenue is going to disappoint Wall Street. It's going to come in between $50 and $52 billion of revenue for the quarter, and they're only going to earn about $7 billion for the quarter. That's also below expectations. They say tablet shipments are off, as well as strong competition in the mid- to low-end phone segment in China and Europe. And here's an interesting story. They have a facility in Brazil. It was recently robbed of $6.5 million worth of cell phones, tablets, and other products. This is a real problem for Brazil because Brazil's been trying to entice more electronics manufacturers to do business in the country. They already have problems there with high employment costs and high taxes. And now, of course, these security concerns. So some people think that these manufacturers are going to think twice about going to Brazil. Last week, we talked about which cars and trucks have the most U.S.-made components. A lot of cars are assembled here, but most of the components aren't made here. And Ford had the number one U.S.-made product, and that was the Ford F-150 truck. Toyota, you may remember, had 4 of the 10 that were predominantly U.S.-made products. Well, General Motors says they're going to build a new facility in Argentina to make aluminum motors. They're going to invest about $270 million. They're going to make 90,000 motors a year. So we see, once again, even though the cars are assembled here, they're not all assembled here, we continue to see more and more components made other places, shipped in here and just assembled here. Yesterday, Tesla, you know, the company that makes the electric cars, their stock took it on the chin, was down about 3%. And this is a strange story. They had nothing to do with this. But somebody stole a car from a Tesla store in L.A. and led police on a wild chase through the city, hitting speeds of 100 miles an hour. I didn't know that car would go that fast. They eventually hit a light pole. The thing broke into two, caught on fire, got a lot of bad press. And as a result of that, their stock was down 3% yesterday. But by the way, that stock is still up 85% over the last 12 months. And lastly, Bed Bath & Beyond, you may frequent that quite often. Well, their stock hasn't been too hot the last 12 months, down to about 18%. The company says that they don't know what else to do with their excess cash, so they're going to increase their buyback program. They're going to buy back another $2 billion of their own shares, hopefully get that stock moving again. They say that in the last 10 years, they bought back $6.6 billion of their own shares with their excess cash. I don't know if it's really a good sign or a bad sign when a company is taking their cash and buying back their own shares. I guess they think since the stock's down 18%, best employment of company cash.
Yeah, I guess trying to show confidence in the company, I guess.
I guess so.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Confidence, that's what you need to have when you make an investment. John could give you some good advice, or you know, let you know if he doesn't know. He's very honest about these things. There are certain areas that he's very experienced in, and many that he knows a lot about, too. But, you know, honesty comes, well, it's very important in our world, and John has a lot of it. It's Stern, A.G. and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could also call him if you wish at 479-782-2527.